Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy. Welcome. What a show. We have the L episode. Ladies, don't take an L today on the episode. Topics are LeBron James. He's taken some L's, also has some W's, losers, languages, and Louisiana. Round one, LeBron James. Best basketball player ever. It's either him or Michael Jordan. They both did Space Jams. Maddie, who are you going to go with, LeBron or Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
I concur. Mila, what do you take?
I don't care. Whatever Maddie chose.
Isn't this like opinion-based?
Actual-based. Question one. What state was LeBron James born in?
Louisiana.
Good guess with the L episode. Not Louisiana, though.
Idaho?
Ohio. Akron, Ohio. Most famous Ohioans ever. You got Neil Armstrong, Halle Berry, Steph Curry. Question two. Does LeBron James have any college credits?
No.
Correct. LeBron James went right out of high school, right to the NBA. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated at the age of 17. For being in the limelight at that early of an age, the guy has had one heck of an impeccable career. Question three. How tall is LeBron James?
6 foot.
Incorrect. Taller.
6'7".
Still taller, 6'9". The way he can move being that tall is absolutely ridiculous. You got to give him his props. Question four. LeBron James has played for three teams in his NBA career. Can you name two of them?
The Ohio's.
That is a no. Maddie, can you even name one NBA team?
The New York.
Well, he has not played for New York Knicks. He's played for the Cleveland Cavs, the Miami Heat, then back to the Cavs, then the Lakers.
I was going to say Lakers.
You should have said Lakers. Question five. What sport besides basketball did LeBron play in high school?
Golf?
Incorrect.
Baseball?
Football. He only played 2 years before focusing on basketball, but he put up amazing numbers. Over 100 catches, 2,000 yards, and 23 touchdowns. He probably could have been a professional football player as well. Girls don't know much about LeBron. You at home might have 1 out of 5 to start the show. I guess you could say they took the L in that round. Round two, losers. Most commonly lost items are wallet, keys, phones, and umbrellas. Question one. Name two countries on the losing side of World War II.
Germany and Japan?
Correct. Germany, Japan, and Italy. They were the Axis powers. They lost. Really, everybody lost a little because so many lives were lost. Soviet Union, by the way, i.e. Russia, lost the most lives during World War II. Question two. Who lost to the Kansas City Chiefs in the most recent Super Bowl?
Kansas
the 49ers?
Oh, she's on fire. Patrick Mahomes was too much for him. Mahomes to Ma'Otto for the win. Question 3. In the cartoon Looney Tunes, who always loses when trying to catch the Roadrunner?
The rabbit.
Incorrect.
That little cheetah wolf dude guy thingy.
Judges. Sorry, incorrect. Correct answer, Coyote or Wile E. Coyote. Question 4. In Greek mythology, who lost his wings when he flew too close to the sun?
Icarus,
correct. I think we've even had that question before on this show in a Greek mythology episode. Don't tell me you at home got that wrong twice. You're supposed to be learning on this show. Question 5. Which American athlete lost his heavyweight boxing title due to his refusal to serve in the Vietnam War?
Muhammad Ali?
Man, you are doing great. Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay, he was so tough. When asked by reporters how many sit-ups he does in the gym, he responded, "I only start counting when it hurts." Huge comeback in that round. 4 out of 5. They're up to 5 points. Have you guys checked out our sponsor, Aux Power Adapters? Over 1,000 reviews on their Amazon store. Time to upgrade your tech, especially if you have a new Apple product. This is a must. Round 3, languages. You will hear the phrase,
"I went to the park."
And you must tell me the language. I will use technology. Question 1.
Je suis allé au parc.
French?
Correct. French is the 5th most widely spoken language in the world. Question 2.
Я пошел в парк.
Spanish?
Incorrect.
Portuguese?
Incorrect. It is Russian. Russia is so large as a country. It is 1/10 of all the land on Earth. Question 3.
Ich ging in den Park.
Chinese?
Incorrect.
Italian?
German. Languages are often alike. German and English share 60% of their vocabulary. English and French, just 27%. Question 4.
Fui al parque.
Spanish?
There it is. You're taking it in middle school. Would have been bummed out if you got it wrong. Many Spanish words have no direct translation. For instance, Spanish speakers often take part in a sombre mesa. This is where everyone stays at the table after a meal. They often share a drink and some good laughs with the family. Question 5.
Nili cuenta quenye bustani.
I give up. Wyoming.
Mila, anything?
Portuguese?
Swahili, the most spoken language in Africa. 7 points headed into round 4, Louisiana. President Thomas Jefferson, $15 million for the Louisiana Purchase, gave us many of the states in the mid-U.S. Since then, you have been able to purchase homes for more than $15 million in Louisiana, so I believe it was a good purchase. Mila is anxious to tell us something. Go for it.
about that last question in the last round, I thought it sounded African, that accent, but I didn't know any African languages.
And now you know the most spoken language in Africa. Question one. What big-beaked water bird is featured on Louisiana's state flag feeding her babies?
Stork?
Incorrect.
Pelican?
Correct. I would have guessed stork as well. In fact, I had to double look even though I wrote these puppies. Pelicans, they're very cool looking. Question two. French for red stick. What is the capital city of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge?
Judges. Baton Rouge is what I call it, and we'll give her the full point. So basically, a French explorer sees a red stick on an expedition and says, that's a good name for the city. Whatever. Question three. Louisiana State University is represented by what feline mascot named Mike that lives in a habitat outside the university stadium?
A leopard?
Incorrect.
A panther?
A tiger. Colleges love their mascots. Tigers is apparently the second most popular mascot. Eagle is number one. Plenty of lions and cougars out there as well.
Any falcons?
Shaquille O'Neal went to LSU. Yes, there are plenty of falcons. Question four. Louis Armstrong perfected this brass instrument, which is now featured on Louisiana's official state quarter.
A trumpet?
That's right, it's a trumpet. Birthplace of jazz. He played the trumpet with such force that he often split his lip wide open. So often, in fact, that he developed painful scar tissue. And another double fun fact for Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World was not a hit during his lifetime. Question five. New Orleans is famous for Mardi Gras, which takes place before which Christian observance?
Christmas?
Incorrect.
Easter?
Well, Ash Wednesday or Lent, it's part of the Easter tradition. You know what? We're giving her a half point. Why not? Fat Tuesday, people would use all the fats in the home before Lent in preparation for fasting and abstinence. 10.5 points heading into two truths and a lie. Laughter. Statement one. Laughter is contagious. Statement two. On average, only 10% of laughter is generated by a joke. Statement three. Humans are the only species who can laugh. So you have laughter is contagious. Only 10% from a joke. Humans, only species that can laugh. And the lie, Maddie.
Humans are the only species that can laugh?
That is the lie. 65 other species can laugh. You have the laughing hyena. You got primates. You got kookaburras. Sometimes I feel like birds laugh at me. But here's the thing. Sometimes I laugh at birds. Laughter really is. Are you? Is that a laugh? What you're doing? What you're the vocal things that you are making? Wow. Laughter is the best medicine. It's shown to decrease lots of stuff. It's a good thing I'm so funny. It probably not only helps me, it probably helps you girls as well. We hope you are laughing all day long at home. Laugh your worries away. We will catch you in 2 weeks with another episode.
Catch you in 2 weeks.